Hi everyone, this is Melissa from Long Island, and you are listening to a solid hour of Sticks on The Dusty Show, and it's all clay-free. This song from the album Sticks 2 is called You Need Love. It was an early regional hit for Sticks in the Midwest. It's not so easy. You must go through Hades, crossing the River Styx.
From the album Equinox, released in 1975, this is Stinks with Lorelei on The Dusty Show.
When I think of Lorelei, my head turns all around. As gentle as a butterfly, she moves without a sound. I call her on the telephone, she sends me there by 8. Tonight's the night she's moving in.
Listening to the Solid Hour of Sticks on WFMU, and this is all clay free.
Her eyes become a paradise. She softly speaks my name. She brightens every lonely night. No one
We're Clay Free this hour on The Dusty Show. Hi, I'm Sebastian, and I'm from Miami. Here's another song from Equinox featuring original band member John Kuraluski, who died in 1988 of a brain aneurysm. This is Mother Dear on The Dusty Show. This is Sweet Madame Blue from Equinox, released in 1975.
Time after time, I sit and I wait for your call. I know I'm a fool, but what can I say? Whatever the price, I'll pay for you. A word from your lips
world turned around. But somehow you've changed, you're so far away. I long for the past and dream of the days with you. Madame Blue. Heaven's door.
My name is Rich, and I am from Manhattan, and you are listening to A Solid Hour of Styx. Play free on WFMU.
What we witnessed in Ferguson, in Baltimore, and Baton Rouge was a collapse of the social order. So many of the actions of the Occupy movement and Black Lives Matter transcends peaceful protest and violates the code of conduct we rely on. I call it anarchy.
Tommy Shaw joined Styx in 1976. Here, Tommy sings a titled track from the album Crystal Ball on The Dusty Show.
I used to like to walk the straight and narrow line. I used to think that everything was fine.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'd sit and gaze for days through sleepless dreams. All alone and trapped in time. All alone and trapped in time. I wonder what tomorrow has in mind for me. Or am I even in its mind at all? Perhaps I'll get a chance to look ahead and see. Soon as I find myself a crystal ball. Soon as I find myself a crystal ball. But tell me where I'm going. I don't know where I've been. Tell me, won't you tell me and then tell me again. My heart is breaking. So tell me, won't you tell me? I just gotta know. So many things I need to know. So many things I've gotta know.
You are listening to A Solid Hour of Sticks, Play Free, on WFMU. My name is Dee, and I'm from New York City. Thanks for listening.
In 1977, The Grand Illusion was a huge commercial success for Styx. Hello everyone, I'm Gina and I'm from Yorktown Heights. Here's the title track from The Grand Illusion. Enjoying life, Clay Free on The Dusty Show.
I'm not allowed to speak so long as the topic is Senator Jeff Sessions. I've been red carded on Senator Sessions. I don't get to speak at all.
I find it offensive for either side to be criticizing, as was done here tonight, a sitting member of the Senate. I'm absolutely astounded that the Democrats, my friends on the other side, have taken to the war tables the desire to defeat Jeff Sessions.
We'll be right back. While Tommy Shaw and Dennis DeYoung sang the lion's share of Styx songs, those sung by James J.Y. Young were always popular with the fan. Here's Miss America from The Grand Illusion. My name is Duilio, and I'm from Astoria. I hope you're enjoying this clay-free, dusty show on WFMU. Now, a solid hour of Styx continues.
Yes.
Six of the loveliest and finest young women in America are standing on our stage now, and one of them will be Miss America 1981 and the winner of a $20,000 scholarship. Our new Miss America is Susan Powell, Miss Oklahoma!
I'm Colleen from Mount Vernon, and you're listening to a solid hour of Styx on The Dusty Show. Here's Tommy Shaw to sing Fooling Yourself from The Grand Illusion. It's a clay-free, dusty show.
Lucky Charms, a new old cereal with a charm and difference. Glory be, free shamrocks.
Hello, I'm Alexi from Johannesburg. This is Dennis DeYoung singing the classic Come Sail Away on this week's Dusty Show. We're clay-free and loving it.
I'm sailing away, set an open course for the virgin sea. I've got to be free, free to face a life that's ahead of me. On board I'm the captain, so climb aboard. We'll search for tomorrow on every shore, and I'll try, oh Lord, I'll try to carry on.
Right about now, Clay is skiing gracefully down a mountainside in Vermont. He misses you terribly.
Reflections in the waves spark my memory.
Yeah.
Some happy, some sad. I think of childhood friends and the dreams we had. We lived happily forever, so the story goes. But somehow we missed out on the pot of gold. But we'll try best that we can to carry on.
You're listening to a solid hour on Styx on the Dusty Show. This is a blue collar man from 1978, Peace of Eight.
I'm
Hi everyone, my name is Cedric and I'm from France. I have absolutely no idea who Styx is, but I like it.
This is Styx with Great White Hope from the album Pieces of Eight. Hello everyone, I am Kirsten and I am from Dubuque. You are listening to a solid hour of Styx Clay Free on WFMU.
Stop.
Hi, my name is Ralph, and I'm from San Juan. This was Styx's first number one hit. From the album Cornerstone, released in 1979, here's the classic, Babe. We're clay-free this hour on The Dusty Show. Finally, an hour of uninterrupted Styx on WFMU.
Babe, I'm leaving. I must be on my way. The time is drawing near. My train is going. I see it in your eyes. The love, the need, your tears. See me through. So please believe me, my heart is in your hand. I'll be missing you. 'Cause you know it's you, babe.
Yeah.
Whenever I get weary and I've had enough.
Tonight's the night we'll make history. Honey, you and I. 'Cause I'll take any risk to tie back the hands of time and stay with you here tonight.
Hi, I'm Carlos from Sao Paulo, Brazil. And this is Styx with The Best of Time from the 1981 album Paradise Theater. An hour of Styx, delightfully clay-free on Dusty.
I know you feel these are the worst of times. I do believe it's true.
Yeah.
when people lock their doors and hide inside. Rumor has it it's the end of paradise, but I know if the world just passed us by, baby, I know. Headlines read, these are the worst of times. I do believe it's true. I feel so helpless, like a boat against the tide. I wish the summer wind could bring back paradise, but I know.
This is Stix with Mr. Roboto.
You're wondering who I am.
Secret, secret, I've got a secret.
Machine or mannequin.
Secret, secret, I've got a secret.
With parts made in Japan.
Secret, secret, I've got a secret.
I am the modern man. I've got the secret. I've been hiding under my skin. My heart is human, my blood is boiling, my brain IBM. So if you see me acting strangely, don't be surprised. I'm just a man who needed someone and someone to hide to keep me. I'm not what you see. I've come to help you with your problems so we can be free. I'm not a hero. I'm not a savior. Forget what you know. I'm just a man.
From the ill-fated 1983 album, Kirori Was Here.
The problem's plain to see. Too much technology. Machines to save our lives. Machines dehumanize.
I am Fumi from Japan. Domo arigato, Mr. Roboto.
Now let's go back to the beginning. Here's Styx with Lady from 1973.
I love Lady Man.
Lady, when you're with me, I'm smiling. Give me. Whoa, 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 your love. Your hands build me up when I'm sinking. Touch me and my troubles are fade. Lady, from the moment I saw you, stay.
I'm Dave from Howard Beach, and you are enjoying a solid hour of Styx on The Dusty Show.
Oh, man, Howard Beach.
Thank
Thanks for listening to this episode of The Dusty Show. I hope you enjoyed a solid hour of Sticks. Until next week, take care and always remember.
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 You've been listening to The Dusty Show on WFMU East Orange, WMFMU on Hope, in Rockland County at 91.9 FM and worldwide on the internet at WFMU.org. And I hoped you enjoyed that as much as I did. Up next is Hardy White. And please, always remember.
Welcome to Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White. I'm Hardy White. Join me now, won't you, as I make 1 hour feel like all of eternity rolled up in one little ball. Or maybe I make it seem like a series of moments, like a line of raisins, at the end of which is a raisinless loaf of bread. Oh, I'm so glad that you joined me, friends. Sit back, relax, and sip a little quiet.
I got your robber business all messed up in your...
What?
Sorry you had to see that, Bert. That's gross, right?
It's okay, Mr. Boss. You're only human.
Whatever. Speed up. I don't want to be late for the big event.
I'm driving as fast as I can, boss.
It sure is great that you're driving the bus for us, Meemaw. Since none of us have our license, I don't know how our team would have gotten to the big game.
Oh, it's no trouble, boys. I totally support the State Hoppers.
Thanks, Meemaw. It's a real dream to be on an exhibition team like this. I'm still a little uncomfortable with how vulnerable I feel. But at the same time, it's so liberating.
Put your clothes back on, Don. It's not that kind of exhibition. It's to demonstrate our basketball skills.
Which are none. So I'm baffled why we're doing this. Well, because we can. We inherited the team from Uncle Gelding, who was an original State Hopper. And now it's our duty, no, our duty, to continue in the tradition of exhibition trick shot basketball.
Well, I guess anything can be faked.
That's pretty cynical.
It is, because no one really cares. Ever come out of a movie and think, well, I guess that was okay. Well, it wasn't. It's just that at some level, you don't really care.
Hey, guys, listen to this. Norman Kraft Presbyterian and his mother, Elizabeth Kraft, stand to lose their famous Knott-a-Berry farm. Oh, I love Knott-a-Berries.
They're not a berry.
I know what they are.
I'm just saying, that's the logo or whatever.
Quiet. The farm is in debt, and the bank is calling in the loan and repossessing the farm, including the famous dancing purple horse Hatchetberry. Holy cow, that's awful.
There must be something we can do.
Well, one of the things we can do is go see Norman and his mom and see what's going on. His dad, Rogers Presbyterian, was an awesome guy. He'd be crushed to know this was going on. Well, he won't have to know if I can help it. Meemaw, head to Knott-a-Berry Farm.
Gee, Mr. Boss, if we only had more time, we'd be able to raise the money to cover the loan payment.
If wishes and crows were fishes and moes, oh, what a seafood stooge we'd have. But you don't! So as of tomorrow, at noon this time, this farm will be mine. And along with it, the purple wonder horse, Hatchetberry.
No, never. No, never. Oh, I'm so scared. You're right about one thing, though. No, never will you stop me from ruining your life the way your late father ruined my day one time.
Please, Mr. Boss, show some mercy. That was a long time ago, and Roger never meant any harm.
He never meant any harm, did he? Then why did I find the Nutterberry jam I bought mildly disappointing?
I don't know.
You don't know! But I was robbed of pleasure momentarily, and I will not stand for being made a fool of.
Mr. Boss, your fly is open, and you might want to put that...
Oh, whoopsie whoops.
We beg you, Mr. Boss, please give us more time to raise the money.
You have 24 hours, and I'd use the time to find a place to live and a way to cope with the grief of losing your Wonder Horse.
No! What are we gonna do, Mom?
I don't know, Norman.
Well, whose bus is this? Oh, look, Mom, it's the State Hoppers.
Hey, friends, we came to lend a hand.
Yeah, it's the old Nutterberry Farm, just like I remember it.
Hi, folks. We came right away when we heard. What's going on?
Are you sure you read that line right, Hardy? Is it, we came right away when we heard, period, what's going on? Or, we came right away when we heard what's going on?
Lou, it doesn't... Either way, what's up, Kraft Presbyterians?
It's Mr. Boss at the bank. He hates us because he was jealous of Dad.
It was always his dream to have his own fruit farm, but he couldn't make a go of it. He lent the money to Rogers as a way of having a hand in the business, but he was so jealous he wanted the farm to himself.
When Dad died, he saw an opportunity and pounced.
And now we're in a pickle.
Well, James was in a giant peach, but then he left his wife when she had a stroke.
Butchie.
How much money do y'all need?
$10,000.
No problem. I'll write a check.
Butchie, no way!
Jesus, I'm being sarcastic, people!
There's no way we'll get it. Well, there almost was.
What's that?
Well, I was going to ride Hatchetberry in the horse dancing contest in rodeo, but I broke my foot plowing the field, so no, I can't. The prize money would have covered the loan payment.
Well, that's too bad.
Hey, I got an idea. What if we entered the rodeo?
We as in the State Hoppers?
Sure. There's more than one thing we can't do well.
So you think we have a chance?
Well, I know this. If we do nothing, then Norman and his mom, whose name I forgot, lose the farm. What do you say?
Elizabeth.
Well, if that means you're in, then Elizabeth for me too.
Elizabeth, we can do this.
Elizabeth. So who's going to ride this horse?
Well, one of us is jockey size.
Oh, no.
It's for the Kraft Presbyterians, Butch.
I'm just sure we'll win the prize money and save the farm. Won't we, Hatchetberry? I heard your whole plan with my hidden camera.
Isn't that a hidden microphone, Mr. Boss?
It is. Well, I couldn't get just the mic, so I got the whole camera and the mic, but I'm using it for just the sound. Same price, works out. Anyway, those meddling State Hoppers try to win that rodeo tomorrow, and they're in for a big surprise.
You'll wreck it for him, right, Mr. Boss?
Yes, I'll wreck him. I will, and they'll never know it was me who wrecked him. What?
Nothing.
Hey, this is pretty good. I've never been to a rodeo before. I didn't know they had so much fried food and other smells like poop and leather and Axe body spray.